Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by EdgeBoost. EdgeBoost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And finally, you can follow my All Sports Twitter account. It is at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. On Monday, I'll be posting the latest P&L on that Twitter account. It will be the pin tweet, and that'll be my P&L for the month of May, which is the most significant P&L I've ever posted, as it will represent 120 months in a row of transparent track profit for myself, which means I've been undefeated in sports betting for an entire decade. All of my other spreadsheets from the past are posted on the website lockbetting.com. So if you want to come aboard my service, shoot me a DM on that Twitter account at lockbetting.com. So we are here, the final day of the Serie A season, with all of the main matches grouped together on Sunday evening for the big climax, with everything that is yet to be determined, set to be determined on that night. There isn't too much that has yet to be decided in Italy. We already know who the champions are. It's Napoli. We already know the Champions League qualifiers. That was decided last week. And we already know two of the teams who are set to go down this season. So we're talking about one relegation spot where either Verona or Spezia will go down. Verona have done very well to get themselves into this position. And they currently sit level on points with Spezia, with both having quite difficult games on paper on the final day of the season. And then we have the Europa League and Europa Conference League places. Juventus, Roma and Atalanta are all set to be playing European football next season. However, Juventus will be looking to get themselves out of the Europa Conference League places and jump into a Europa League spot at the expense of either Atalanta or Roma, who are in a situation where they just need to win and they're in. So if Atalanta win and Roma win, they are in. They stay in the Europa League places, and Juventus will be playing Europa Conference League football, which I'm sure they'll see as a bit of a humiliation. So lots of things to avoid. Juve trying to avoid Europa Conference League, and Verona and Spezia trying to avoid relegation. And that's primarily what we're going to be looking at here on the final day of the season, with all of the relevant games being played tomorrow at 8 p.m. Before we move on to those 8 o'clock games, let's start with tomorrow's 5:30 kickoff, as Napoli are hosting Sampdoria. This is going to be a bittersweet night for Napoli. Of course, they are already the champions. They get to play their final game of the season on their own turf. But they are saying bye to Spalletti. The manager has decided to part ways with Napoli. We talked about that a few weeks ago and that being a possibility. Now it is a reality. The man who's done so well in delivering this title with an incredible points haul, an incredible style of football, bringing through some incredible young talents, is going to be leaving. So Napoli are going to not have their leader next season, who has been largely responsible for what they've achieved so far. And I believe they're going to want to finish the season on a high in Spalletti's final game. They're the 1-5 favourites to win this on the money line. It's 13-2 on the draw, and it's 14-1 against the abysmal Sampdoria. So we finish up here with a top versus bottom clash to close out the season. Sampdoria are well clear at the bottom. They've got 19 points from 37 games. They've won 3 times out of 37, 10 draws, 24 losses. They've only scored 24 goals. They've conceded 69. They have a goal difference of minus 45. Contrast that to Napoli's goal difference of plus 47 with 75 goals scored, 28 conceded, 27 wins from 37. And that's after they took their foot off the gas when the title was comfortably won. And even before that, they were looking ahead to the Champions League campaign where they unfortunately fell short, giving us a Champions League final next weekend of Manchester City versus Inter Milan. But as I said, I do believe that Napoli will finish on a high here. I think the selection I'll be taking is Napoli to get the win, and I'll be tacking on the over 3.5 goals here, as I think this will be a little bit of a blitz on the final day, and that gets us away from the minus 500 price. And with the over 3.5 goals tacked on, we actually turn this to a plus money selection of 6-5 plus 120. Now, given that the title is already won, this is one of those rare games where we could see potentially a contribution from Sampdoria. Usually I would not be advocating for Sampdoria to do anything. However, as we approach this game, both teams have scored in Sampdoria's last 3 matches, and they could get on a score sheet again, as Napoli's priorities in the final game will probably be to just go out and attack and to have a good time. And I see a free-flowing, wide-open game here. Napoli have also conceded in 5 of their last 6 matches, and there's good data there for some complacency to creep in when you've already won the league and you're just basically playing this game to see your manager off and to secure the 28th victory of the season in a title race that has been won by you quite some time ago. So possibility of a Sampdoria contribution, but also a big possibility that Napoli just smashed this team total out themselves if they're motivated to send Spalletti off with a nice win. We're going to take the gamble and take Napoli with the over 3.5 goals tacked on, giving us the price of 6-5 plus 120 for your early selection before we move on to those late games. And before we move on to those late games, let me quickly take this time out to tell you guys about EdgeBoost. This episode is, of course, sponsored by EdgeBoost. EdgeBoost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be an extremely valuable tool. Just imagine what you could do with that increased bankroll. You could get down on some of your favorite futures. That's what I would personally be using it for. Every year, I post out my futures for the NFL, for Wimbledon, for the French Open, for the EPL, for the upcoming Women's World Cup. I'm going to have futures for that. And it's always a case of people saying to me, I didn't know I needed enough bankroll for the futures, because on the service that I run, you don't need a large bankroll to bet day to day. The only time that you do need a large bankroll is for futures. And I never, ever advocate missing futures, because I personally cash futures at over 81% all time. And I'm talking about 1 unit and over futures. I'm not talking about 0.25 unit, quarter unit sprinkles. I'm talking about when I go to 1 unit or over, historically, I have a success rate of 81%. So when people say to me, should I miss futures? I say, no, never miss a future, not particularly not with me when I'm giving them out, because the success rate is huge. And if you want to get down on those futures, but you can't, this is absolutely perfect for you. So that's why I would advocate so much for using it for futures. But you can literally use it on anything. If you really have a gut feel for anything, such as the FA Cup final today, that's taking place later on today, you can double down on your favourite bet. You can use it to create a middle. You can even use it to create a hedge. Now, in brackets on my read, I've got gross written, but I don't think hedging is gross. Hedging is absolutely essential to turn a profit. And that's why I gamble. I gamble for a profit. I see this as sports investing rather than sports gambling. And hedging is absolutely essential to turn a profit. I would not have 10 years of profit at this point, 10 years of straight profit, if I was not somebody who hedged. So use this however you choose. They are just some of the options. And the best thing is, EdgeBoost isn't some sleazy loan shark, as they charge 0% interest. Do you actually know any other way that you can access more money to place your favorite bets without paying any interest? And this is all done via a Visa card, so it's loaded up with as much money as you want to borrow, and then you go and bet at one of the legal books that you can bet at. So it can only be used for sports betting, and you can get $2,500 with 0% interest. Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up and to take advantage of this. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. You must be 21 years or older to use this. If you have a gambling problem, don't do this and instead call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. So we now move on to those 8 o'clock kickoffs, the key games in Italy tomorrow, which will determine anything that's left to be determined in the league this season. We start with Atalanta versus Monza, where Atalanta are the 4-6 favourites on the money line. It's 7-2 on the draw, and it's 4-1 here on Monza. Last weekend, we saw the first signs of Monza being on their holidays. It was a significant game for the relegation battle, not for Monza, who have been well safe in mid-table for a while. And we saw them concede a penalty 11 minutes into injury time, which saw Lecce score the penalty and get themselves safe from relegation. Prior to that, Monza missed their own penalty. But prior to that, Monza had not played well for the vast majority of the game, and their price to win the game was moving in a negative direction throughout. Obviously, that will happen as time goes by, giving you less time to win the game, but it moved relatively quickly in the first 20-30 minutes as Monza did not play well. And it was the first time it looked like Monza were on their holidays. As for Atalanta, they're in fifth position. They cannot get any higher, but they know if they draw here that Juventus could overtake them. So this is very important for Atalanta to make sure that they finish the job here and pick up the win against a Monza team who should be on the beach. If you want to get away from the 4-6 minus 150 price, a way to go here could be to tack on BTTS. That moves you from 4-6 minus 150 all the way up to plus money here at 23-10, so over plus 200. Atalanta have won with both teams scoring in four of their last six games at home. And that could be the same here for Monza, who are definitely no mugs going forward. Six of Atalanta's home games this season, six of their 18 home games this season, have actually delivered over 3.5 goals, whilst Monza have netted in 8 of their last 9 games coming into this one. So good data there for Monza to make a contribution. If you want to be a little safer than this, you could take Atalanta to win the game with over 2.5 goals tacked on instead of the both teams to score selection. That will be at a price of 6-5 plus 120. So multiple ways to get in here. But I do think Atalanta pick up the win that ensures that they do play Europa League football next season and not Europa Conference League football. Up next, we move on to the game here between Lecce and Bologna, where it's 7-4 on Lecce, 12-5 on the draw, and Bologna here are the 6-4 favourites. Yeah, Lecce did their job last weekend. They got what they needed to make sure that they aren't in a relegation conversation. Obviously, not every game here can be for something. And when the schedule was set out, there was a feeling that Lecce would be involved in the relegation conversation. But with that win against Monza, this makes this a nothing game here for Lecce. Therefore, it makes it much more difficult to handicap the game. I've decided to go with Bologna. They have won the last three head-to-heads against Lecce, and they can extend that run against a Lecce side who will probably be lacking motivation after getting the job done last weekend. Bologna have had a pretty decent end to the season, and they'll be looking to get themselves into the top half. That's the most motivational factor that I can really say for this game, is that one team are trying to secure top half football. For Lecce, they cannot get any higher than 16th, and they cannot get any lower than 16th. They will finish 16th this season, so not much by way of motivation there for Lecce. Up next, we move on to a game that has slightly more at stake here. It's Milan versus Verona, where Verona will be the ones looking to win here to give them a chance to get themselves safe. Milan are done. Milan, it looked like, would need to win this game, but results went their way last weekend, as did their own result at Juve, and their Champions League future is secure, which is probably why we are getting a strange price here on Milan at 4-5 minus 150. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 18-5 here on Verona. This is one of those lines where the books have decided that Milan aren't going to make a full effort, or that Milan are going to rotate players. But they have absolutely nothing to look ahead to. This is their season finale. So I think that they'll just win this game. They'll owe it to their supporters. It's not been a great season, but it's not been terrible. They did get to a Champions League semi-final, although they did under-deliver there. And their title defence has been a poor one, but they're ultimately still in the top four. So they are still delivering Champions League football. Last season was a bit of an anomaly. No one had AC Milan winning their league. So perhaps their supporters should see that as it is what it is. This is still a team who are trying to grow and add pieces. The re-signing of Rafa Leão on a five-year contract is absolutely massive for this club. Whether that was done just so they can get maximum money for him next season, because if he's coming up to the end of his contract, Rafa Leão is a 60, 70 million pound player. If he's got 4 years remaining on his contract and someone makes a bid for him, they're going to pay 120 to 140 million for a player like that. So probably that's the real reason, but ultimately Milan will have him next season, and they can go again, and they can go again in the Champions League. So I think this is a decent season, and I think they'll finish off with a win. I'm not one of these people that just go with motivational factors and just say Verona are going to be more motivated, they're going to get something here. I only see that if it's a case of Milan has something to look ahead to. So if it's a must-win game for Verona and Milan were the ones playing in the Champions League final next weekend, then sure, they might be protected players, they might be pulling out of tackles, they might be wrapping themselves in cotton wool, but not here in front of your own supporters. So I do think they'll finish with a win here. I'm not bought into this narrative that because Verona need it more, the AC Milan are going to lie down and let them take it and say, go on, beat us in our own turf, beat us in front of our own supporters in our final game of the season. I don't buy into that, and I'm not going to go along with that. I'm going to take Milan here at decent price of 4-5 minus 125 to actually get the win here in this one and send Verona down. Before we move on to our remaining games, let me tell you about the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Final contest. We've got two more free contests for the Stanley Cup and NBA Finals, and they're exclusively on the SGPN app. Series props and game props, a $100 gift card up for grabs for each contest, and $100 SGPN gift card up for grabs for each contest. All you need to do is get involved, is download the SGPN app and enter today. So make sure you download the SGPN app and enter today for our NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Final contest.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Moving on to your last two games of the Serie A season, we look at Roma at home to Spezia, where Roma are the even money plus 100 favourites. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 3-1 here on Spezia. Spezia are a side who could still go down if results go in their favour. If Milan are completely disengaged and they allow Verona to take something at the San Siro, then Spezia will need to take something. They'll need to match what Verona do in order to stay up in Serie A this season. But I believe, despite the fact that the odds suggest Milan are a stronger favourite, that Spezia have the more difficult game because Roma are the ones who are trying to fend off Juve. Yes, they are in a bounce back spot, and yes, they have 120 minutes in their legs, but ultimately they will be more motivated than AC Milan because they'll be desperate to make sure that they don't drop down into the Europa Conference League. The problem is that they did play 120 minutes. They did have a very emotional loss. We saw Jose Mourinho having an argument with the referee in the car park, which led to the referee being stalked at the airport. There's a lot of criticism on Roma and the manager for that. Roma also winless in their last seven matches, and that could turn into eight here against the Spezia side, who are scrapping for every point as they look to avoid relegation. My very tentative lean is going to be on Roma to get the job done here and to get the win that keeps them in the Europa League, just simply because their home record has been strong this season. This is now a second cup final this week, although it isn't. It kind of is. If you want to get into the Europa League next season and not be in the Conference League, which you've already won, then Jose Mourinho's men will need to win this game. I'm not sure entirely if Mourinho will actually be the manager next season, but nonetheless, I don't think he wants to finish his tenure at Roma with a loss in a cup final, the first European loss of his career, followed by blowing the European places and ending in the Europa Conference League when throughout the season it looked like you were going to compete for the Champions League. You've blown that, you've blown the cup, and now you're going to blow Europa League qualification. That would be a poor end for Mourinho, and I think the Roma supporters and the players managed to find one last burst and carry him over the line by beating Spezia in this game. Thus, if I am correct about both Milan and Roma, it would keep the relegation places exactly as they are going into this final day. Up next, we close out with Juventus, the victims of a 10-point deduction and now fighting just to get into the Europa League again. They are the even money favourites to put pressure on Roma and Atalanta by picking up this win at Udinese, who are the 11-4 underdogs, and it's 13-5 here on the draw. I think Juve will do their part here. I think they'll be able to put pressure on the two teams above them by picking up this win and seeing where it takes them. I think the stronger lean here, though, would be to take BTTS rather than relying on Juve to win. It's available exactly the same price, and the data is strong. Udinese have only failed to score in one of their last 18 home games across all competitions. They should be able to score against a Juve team whose defence has gone backwards throughout the season. They conceded 7 goals across their last 5 games coming into this one. They need a win here in order to stand any chance of qualifying for the Europa League, so I think they will go for it, but could leave themselves susceptible to a goal at the other end. I think Juve win, but I think my stronger play is going to be on BTTS here cashing in this game. Closing out with your edge boost double down lock here for this show. Difficult really to choose here and to put one unit behind anything with absolute confidence. Are Milan going to play until the final whistle? If so, the 4-5 on them looks like good value. Are Juve going to turn up and get the win that they need to put pressure on Roma and Atalanta, or do they realistically feel that they're done and that the two home teams are just going to do their job and keep them in that Europa Conference League position? Or are they really confident that there could be some kind of slip up, therefore they do their job, they do their job confidently, they get over the line? Can Roma win and win one cup final for themselves this week and stay in the Europa Conference League? And Atalanta, can they take care of business against the Monza team, who have been difficult to beat throughout the season but have shown signs of being on the beach in their last game, their final home game of the season last week? I'm going to go with the latter. I think that's the safest play on the board. Atalanta at home against a Monza team in mid-table with nothing to play for, front end of home supporters needing to secure that win that makes sure that they qualify for the Europa League next season. I think that would represent a decent season for Atalanta. They were poor last season. They didn't even get European football. So to get European football again and to qualify for the Europa League, I understand it's not the Champions League, but this team were coming from quite a far back position. The bookies didn't fancy them at all. They had them ranked seventh in the market. And for them to overachieve somewhat by qualifying for the Europa League, I think that represents a good season. And they're going to want to finish that season on a high and get the job done by getting this win against Monza. It is a short price. It's a shorter price than some of the stuff we could have taken at 4-6 minus 150. You could tack something on here like over 2.5 or maybe even over 1.5 to give yourselves a better price. But I'm going to play safe. I'm going to go with an Atalanta team who should be able to beat Monza at home and to secure themselves Champions League football for next season. They do come into this off the back of winning 4 of their last 6 games at home. So that for me is solid enough data as well. And they have beaten 2 relegation contenders. They've beaten both Spezia and Verona, 2 teams that would have been very motivated going here to Atalanta trying to get something. And they've also beaten AS Roma at home as well back on the 24th of April. So they've won more difficult games than this. And as I said, Monza, they have been decent this season. It's been a good achievement for them to finish 10th, especially when they lost their first 5 games. But the first signs of them being demotivated were there last weekend when they lost at home. And I think they'll finish with back-to-back losses here. Your lock on the show is Atalanta on the money line at the price of 4-6 minus 150 here for this one. So that's it for the Serie A season. That's it for Scamessa Italia. There will be one final episode dropping next week. It will be looking ahead to next season whilst recapping this season. Will Napoli be able to go again without Spalletti? Will AC Milan come back? Will Juventus be able to recover from their points deduction? Will they have enough money to invest and buy players? Will we see more of the likes of Paul Pogba? Will Dusan Vlahovic stay to make them a title contender? Or will it be a case of Inter Milan finally getting over the line and winning the title with the superior squad that they have? Or will there be exits from Inter Milan after the Champions League final on Sunday? All of that will be discussed on the recap episode, which will be released next weekend. So make sure you check that out. Until then, thank you for listening to Scamessa Italia this season. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.